hold on. Can I speak to Mrs. Joseph?
This is Joseph here.
Hi, wish you a very good afternoon, Mr. Joseph. This is Sean Miller. Calling you from Charles Ram, a technical engineer. How are you doing?
Good.
Well, Mr. Joseph, actually right now our engineers are working in your local exchange office near Cedar Point. That is the reason I called you. So could you please tell me how's your internet working nowadays?
Oh, fantastic.
Like when you normally use your internet line, sometimes you do notice your internet connection get dropped out. Or the speed of your internet is working slow like that.
She's all good.
It is working fine, you mean, right?
Absolutely fantastic.
You know what, sir? Actually, from last 2 days, we are continuously receiving so many emails from the local operator. They are complaining us that most of our customers, they're not getting a proper speed or proper services from our side. That is the reason today we have started working. Right.
Yeah.
So let me ask you, have you made any kind of changes in the settings of your internet?
No, so good.
Like changes of IP address or Wi-Fi password like this?
No.
And could you please try to remember, have you ever shared your internet or any kind of computer password to anyone?
No.
Well, why I'm asking you this, sir, because while we are working in your internet line, we have been found that whenever you go online, at the same time, there are some people from outside your locality are trying to getting access to your internet without your permission, without your knowledge, and they're using your IP address. So that's why we are calling you today to check out what's going wrong in your router. Okay?
Okay.
And when was the last time you used this internet line, sir?
I'm using it now.
Right now? Well, also I can see here that somebody was active in your lines yesterday midnight between 12 to 3 a.m. and on Tuesday between 2 a.m. to 5 a.m. That was you or somebody else?
I wouldn't have been at that hour. Would have been somebody else.
Might be anyone else in your family member who connects to your Wi-Fi?
Yeah, possibly. My daughter's been living with me, so yeah, she probably was.
Might be your daughter. Okay.
Yeah.
By the way, sir, when you don't use your internet line, you leave your router on or you turned it off?
Nah, leave it on.
Okay. And right now, are you able to check what color lights do you see on it?
Yes, all green.
Total, how many green lights? So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Five green.
That's the NBN.
You mean
the router? Yeah, the other one.
Yeah, just a green light on
it. On the router, just one.
And in the NBN box, you will see five green lights.
Oh, yeah, there's about five on the NBN box.
And out of five, how many of them are flashing, sir?
There's three of them that are flashing.
Okay, alright. And generally, how many devices are connected with the internet, sir?
Probably about six.
Six, including your television or computer as well?
Yeah, television.
Well, I can see in my system there is total 13 devices are connected, so 13 devices. 3 computer, 3 mobile phone, 2 iPad, 2 tablet, 2 television. Yes, okay. Well, and as per my reports, I can see in my system that currently the router which you have got right now, most of the major services and security of that router are not working properly. Due to that reason, day by day, some of the outsider, they are automatically connected to your internet. So we need to block all of them first in order to make you a secure connection. And in case, sir, if we found any kind of major problem with your router, then we are going to send one of our technicians for the checkup of your internet line. Okay? So first of all, so what I will do, I'm going to provide you some security ID number. You can make a note of it. Could you please be handy with a piece of paper and a pen? And you can write on your router customer ID number, your customer ID, which is 888.
Yep.
Then in capital letter, DCA.
D for Barry.
D for David.
Oh, D. Yes, C, A.
60.
60.
And then give a hyphen.
Hyphen.
Then number 7.
7.
Then D for Delta in capital letter.
D.
And number 062.
062. Right.
Yeah, check it, sir. It should be like 888 DCA 60 hyphen 70062. Okay?
Yeah.
This is your router customer ID number. And why I have given you this customer ID number, so you know, because nowadays not only you, most of our customers, they are complaining us that they are getting so many nuisance calls regarding their internet. Some of the people are pretending themselves they are from Amazon, they are from NBN, and they are trying to sell our customer unnecessary software, right? That is the reason we provide our each and every customer their customer ID number, so that in future, if you are going to receive any more phone calls regarding your internet or any XYZ company, you have to simply ask them about your customer ID number first. If they will provide you this ID, then only you can talk to them, otherwise not. Simply hang up the call. Okay? And I would like to request you, sir, please keep this customer ID with you. Do not share this ID to anyone or over the telephone, because this is our unique code of your router. Okay? And keep it on your mind whenever you are going to receive any calls regarding your internet or your computer problem. You don't have to give this information. All the time you have to ask about it, that do you know what my customer ID is?
Yeah.
If they're really calling, if they're really calling you from Telstra, then 100% they're going to provide these details to you. Clear?
Okay.
Thank you. By the way, sir, right now, is your computer is on or it's off right now?
That's on.
And what exactly do you see on your screen?
Well, I've got, I'm just looking at some lights at the moment.
Like, you are in your home screen?
Yeah.
Okay, do you know how to check the speed of your internet, sir?
I've got one on my phone, I can check it on my phone.
You can check in your computer, sir, so that I can make a report of it.
Yeah, I don't know. I've got the app on the phone, so you just check it on the phone.
Like your phone is connected to your Wi-Fi?
Yeah.
Okay, alright, check it. So what are the speeds you are getting?
35.
Just the download speed?
Yeah, it's a little bit slow today.
Normally
it's about 50.
And what are the upload speeds you are getting?
1.8.
Just 1.8?
2.3, 2.4, 2.5, 2.6. Yeah, 2.6.
Like it is running in Mbps?
Yeah, I think it was, yeah. Mbps, yeah.
Well, according to my reports I can see here, you are supposed to get 80 Mbps or 80 megabyte per second download and upload. You can do one thing, in your computer, open your Google, sir. Open your Google in your computer.
Yep.
And type in there Telstra speed test. Telstra speed test.
Telstra speed test. Yep.
And search for it, let me know what come up on your screen.
Telstra.com.au, high speed broadband internet, Telstra speed test, NBN speed test.
Telstra speed test, sir, you can search for Telstra speed test, yep. Then you will get an option over there, speed test Telstra.
Yep.
Select
okay.
That one.
Go button.
Yes. Click on go. When you click on go, you will get three options: ping, download, and upload.
Ping is 40, the download is 53. Oh, it just went back to 46. And upload, yeah, it's only 2.5.
If you don't mind, can I ask you, sir, how old is your computer is?
Yeah, it's probably 10 years old.
Okay, like, is this a laptop or a desktop?
No, it's a desktop, yeah.
It's a desktop. Okay, alright, now what is the final speed you are getting right
now? 42 on the download, 40 on the ping, and 2.8 on the upload.
2.8 on Well, you are supposed to get 80 megabyte per second download and upload, but right now the download speed you are getting that is 42 and the upload is less than 3 Mbps. How could this be possible? Hold on, let me check. Well, sir, I can see there might be some of your major services of your router are not working. I need to check those services. Why? Okay.
Did a repair on that and then probably get one to come back, but we haven't come back. Now we know we've got to come back. Yeah, that's right. Are you there? Yeah, just let her know, but I'll give her a ring. Make sure she's there. Okay, I'll just catch the ring. She's not there. Friday is very possible because I know tomorrow we're out of town, so. Just give a call, make sure she's there. Alrighty. How long is it? I'll talk to you then. You too. Bye. Alright, you still there?
Yes, I am here, so.
Yeah.
Well, I can see in my system some of your router major services are not working. I need to check those services why it is not working. You can do one thing. You can close this speed test page and come back to your home screen. Come to your normal home screen, sir. And after that, you can do one thing. Have a look on your computer screen. At the extreme left-hand side bottom corner, what do you see, sir?
I've got a Mac.
Or you're using a Mac computer. You can do one thing. Have a look on the right hand side top corner. Can you see date and time?
Yep.
And beside the date and time, you will see there is a little magnifying glass.
Yep.
Click on the magnifying glass, then you will get a spotlight search.
Yep.
And when you will get a spotlight search, you can type in the spotlight search terminal, TERMINAL. And then you can press enter, you will get a white screen where you can see your last login details. What do you see now, sir? Last login details. What do you see now?
It says terminal login.
Yeah, you need to, after typing, After typing,
the interactive shell is now ZSH to update your account. To use ZSH, run CHSHSWIN. It's all political to me.
After typing terminal, you can press enter. When you type terminal, then press enter and let me know what come up.
So, what do I type something in there?
You need to type terminal, then press enter.
Oh, yeah, no, I did that. That's in the search.
In the Spotlight search.
Yeah, I did that, and it just come up with a box that's got my name on the top, and then bash.
Yes, right. In that box, you can type in there, net, N-E-T, net.
Net, yep.
Then S for sugar.
Yep.
T for tango. Then A for alpha.
Yep.
And T for tango again. Could be next step. Do you have any idea about next step? What is next step?
No.
I can tell you. NetStat is the short form of networking status, and it will be show you the status and the performance of your internet. That what are the other thing going on or your system. Now from your keyboard, press enter and let me know what come up.
Okay.
Now what come up on your screen, sir?
Stuff.
Come to the very top, sir. Come to the very top of that screen.
Yep.
And where you have typed NetStat, just below that, what do you see?
There's just stuff I don't understand. TCP
4. Yeah, above to TCP. Have a look just above to that, sir. Try to scroll it up.
Protos, or
something. Yeah, above to Proto. Active internet
connection.
Yes, active internet connections means, sir, that these people are successfully active now. These people are successfully accessing your internet now. And below the active internet connections, you will get some columns like proto, local address, foreign address, and state. Have a look on the local address column. Local address, and below the local address, can you see there is a first number, the first local address.
There's local address and there's foreign address.
Yeah, below the, just underneath the local address, can you see there is a number underneath the local address?
One, two, three, four, five digits or something.
Five, yes. Yeah. And below that you will see there is a long number below that.
Well, it's like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 10 addresses in there that say it's established.
10 addresses established.
Foreign addresses, and then there's local addresses.
Let me tell you.
All except for one says Joseph.
Okay, let me tell you, sir. Local address means that this is your local IP address, and it is my humble request to you, please do not share your local IP address to anyone or over the telephone, because if any person gets your IP address, they can easily get the access of your internet. Now, beside the local address, you will see foreign address, and underneath the foreign address, you will see there is a lot of different number. These are the foreign IP addresses which I am talking about. These are the foreign IP addresses who are connected to your internet from outside the country.
Yeah.
And I can see, yes, and I can see in my system some of the people from Russia and Asia, they are active in your lines. They are connected to your router IP lines. And right next to it, you will see state column, and below the state, you will see some established like this, right?
Yeah.
All right. Let me show you, sir, the foreign people who says establish. It means, sir, that these foreign people are successfully established into your networking system. These foreign people have got the access of your internet line. And you know what, sir, what they are trying to do? through the internet, they are trying to get inside in your computer, and whatever the online activities you do over the internet, I do believe that you do emails over the internet.
Yeah.
And apart from emails, basically what do you do over the internet, sir? Like you do Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, any social media?
There's some social media, and that's mainly done on the phone, but yeah, I would do, you know, maybe ordering stuff.
Online shopping, you mean?
Yeah, buying stuff for the business, though, mainly.
And apart from all those things, do you do any kind of your official work, or sometime you do online banking or share marketing like this?
No, not really.
You do online banking and your work?
Yeah, we do that too, yeah.
So, it is my humble request to you, sir, until and unless the problem gets fixed up, please do not try to do any online activities like email, shopping, banking and all, because this is a very confidential thing. Right now, whatever the things you are doing or whatever the information you are putting over the internet in your computer, all of your personal data and personal information are leaking on the internet. So it is my humble request to you, until and unless we change your router or we fix up all the problem, don't try to do any kind of your official work or any confidential thing over the internet. Okay?
So we get rid of all these people that are on there?
Yeah, what we need to do, sir, we need to go ahead and block all these foreign IP addresses first who are active in your lines. You can do one thing, you can close this terminal box, sir, close it, and come back to your home screen. Come to your home screen, sir.
Yeah.
Got it?
Yep.
After that, you can do one thing. Do you use Safari browser, sir, Safari?
Yeah.
Open your Safari, please. And in the Safari, you can do one thing, you can type in there, www.
Yep.
A for Alpha.
Yep.
N for November.
Yep.
Y for Yankee.
Yep.
D for Delta.
D for Delta, yep.
Then E for England. S for sugar.
Yep.
K for kilo.
Yep.
Then .com.
So what's that?
Anydex. Then you can press enter. You will get our support page. Anydex support page on your screen.
Okay, so that's not Telstra, though.
That is our partner, so telecom partners. Press enter and let me know what come up.
Okay, well, I'm a little bit reluctant to do that because I don't really know that website.
I can understand. So you can see each and everything. When you are connected to Telstra, you can see everything. Now, what come up on your screen, sir?
The Flash Remote Desktop application.
Click on it, sir, and what come up after that? Yeah, click on it. When you click on it, it will go to the official website of this.
Yep.
And now what do you see now?
There's light mode, access now.
Below that can see in red color box. Below that can see in red color box says download now.
Yep.
Click on it.
I don't really want to do that unless if I check it all out first. I don't really want to.
When you are connected to Telstra, you can see on your screen, so don't worry about anything, right?
Oh, I don't really want to download anything. I don't really know.
That is a temporary software. So once our server is going to secure your internet line, so then it will automatically delete or deactivate from there.
What is it, like TeamViewer or something, is it?
No, that is not like a TeamViewer. And let me tell you, we are not allowed to take the control of your computer. If I will do so, I will lose my job. You can see each and everything. what we are doing.
I think I'm going to have to do some research first before I do that. I'm a bit worried about doing that.
Definitely, you can do research or anything, but let me complete my work, then after you can do whatever you want, right?
Oh, yeah, no, it's all right. I'll just check that out anyway.
By the way, so you don't have any Windows operating system?
Sorry, don't have any.
Windows computers or Windows operating system?
No, I don't have any Windows, no. We've got any Apple stuff here.
Only the Apple. Okay, you can do one thing, click on download now, and after that work come up, let me know.
No, I don't think I will. I'm going to leave that. I just X'd out of it then.
Why is
there
a way out?
Just give me that website again, because I've just lost it. That was
A-N-Y-D-E-S-K.
A-N-Y-N-I, AnyDesk.
Yeah, AnyDesk.com.
Yeah, no worries. All right, well, I'll do a bit of research on that, and I'll come back to you. What number can I get you on?
So you will find our helpline number in your telephone bill, okay?
Okay, so that's Telstra, and what can I ask for you, or?
Yeah, you need to ask for Sean Miller, okay?
Sean Miller?
Yes.
Okay, no worries, Sean. All right, no problem. I will give you a call back. Bye.
Okay.
Thanks for that.